Hi, and welcome to Friday's podcast. This is our last one on the series of grace. We're going to continue preaching on grace over the next few weeks because I feel like God hasn't finished getting it deep in our soul. He wants to pour into the soil of our lives to cause this massive increase of favor and grace. Remember, if you're under grace, you're under God's favor. And you're under God's favor, that means all of his resources, all of his peace, all of his supply is yours because you are loved by God and favored by him. And that's what the enemy wants to do, is distract you from keeping your eyes on him and also cause you to live in shame. If you have been disconnected, reconnect today, reconnect right now. And so we're coming to the last part. We've kind of full circle. We started living this, started this journey living from scarcity, grinding, striving, performing, and exhausted. But now you know the truth. You were never meant to live that way. You were designed to live from supply, Eden's supply, grace's supply, heaven's unlimited resources flowing through you. This is the overflow life. It's not a theory. It's our new reality. You don't work your way into overflow. You receive your way there. So let me give you a quick diagnostic. If you're living the overflow life, you'll see these markers. Marker one, peace is dominating your life, not anxiety. Anxiety says, what if I run out? Peace says, God's got this. Isn't it amazing that when the widow had to give Elijah the oil and use the oil for that last cake, and God kept that supply coming every day? Why didn't God give her a massive barrel of oil? Because every day she was learning to trust. And sometimes God puts us and allows us to get to the end of what we have resource-wise to test our trust in him. Here's what you need to know. If Jesus is in your boat, it's not going to sink. Right? Jesus makes sure your boat can go through the storms. So constantly grab hold of him, refocus on grace. When you're living from supply, peace dominates even in uncertainty. Marker number two, generosity flows. You become generous. You start going, God, how can I be a blessing to others? You become a conduit because the supply God's giving you is meant to flow through and produce fruit for others. Think about a vine and its branches, and it produces these grapes, it produces this fruit. The fruit is for others. The fruit is for others. Okay? So God wants you to be the middleman, the conduit of his grace and supply. So I encourage you, be a tither. Be a person that says, God, I'm going to give generously to kingdom expansion through the church. And when you trust the source, giving freely becomes easy. Jesus said, freely you've received, now freely give. Marker number three, rest is normal, not rare. Scarcity grinds continuously and constantly. Overflow works from rest. And we've talked about this, that rest is not sitting on the couch or lying on your bed. Rest is about mental stress and a overworking of the heart. So rest in your heart and in your mind. Rest is your foundation, not your reward. Remember, the first day that Adam experienced after being created was the rest day. His first encounter with his new world was rest and then work. So we rest, then work. We work from the place of rest, of completion, that it's done. Marker four, joy returns. Scarcity steals joy. Overflow restores it. When you're living from supply, you enjoy the journey, not just the destination. That's why it's really interesting in 3 John. It says, I wish above all things you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So when your soul is at peace, the rest of you prospers. When you're under grace, your soul is at peace. It's one of the telltale signs, right? And so scarcity steals our joy, but overflow restores it. Marker number five, your impact multiplies. Scarcity and that mindset of survival produces limited results. That's striving, that performance trap. But overflow produces exponential impact. When you're living from supply, you accomplish more with less effort because grace is multiplying your effectiveness, whether at home, at work, at church, or in business. Overflow isn't just internal, it's visible. People will see it, just like the overflow in the vine to the branch creates a visible fruit for others to see. So how do you sustain the overflow life? Here's the daily rhythm, right? Morning, receive before you give. Start every day with God. Fill your cup first. Don't give from depletion. Give from overflow. Remember, grace flows when you're connected. The branch is connected to the vine and the sap flows. It doesn't have to do anything. As long as it's connected, it will flow. So 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, however long it takes to connect and receive. This is not legalism. This is not a formula. This is wisdom. You can't pour out what you haven't received. Throughout the day, stay connected. Check in with Jesus regularly. Am I working from supply or striving? Am I sweating or am I connected and receiving? Adjust as needed. Set alarms. Take pauses. Reconnect. Then at evening time, reflect and recalibrate. End the day by reviewing, did I live from overflow today? Where did I drift into scarcity thinking? Did I strive today? Did I sweat today? Did I get anxious today? Don't beat yourself up, just recalibrate. Like your GPS, when you miss the street, it just recalibrates a new way. Then, weekly, make Sunday a day to recreate, right? To recreate your soul and your spirit, to get a full day of recharge, to unplug, to worship, to restore. No grinding, no striving, just receiving. We have in front of us the most epic example of this principle in Chick-fil-A. The only store I know that shuts on Sundays that's famous, and yet they are more profitable than all the other fast food companies put together. Think about that. They give it 1/7 of their week so that their operators, their staff can rest. Now, I'm going to tell you, I start thinking about Chick-fil-A on Sundays. I want to get it when I get home. I'm like, oh, darn, they're not open. But I so admire the principle because they have proven that even in business, you can take a day to restore, to recreate, to go to church, to get filled up. So every month you should evaluate and eliminate what's draining you, what's distracting you, what's pulling you back into scarcity. Cut it. Be ruthless about protecting your overflow. Then maybe every 3 months, celebrate and recalibrate. Review the wins. Celebrate God's faithfulness. Recalibrate your focus for the next season. You know, one of the things you want to do, I just thought about this, but I heard it from a Harvard professor who spoke about how to live a phenomenal life, a Christian guy that was sharing when I was in London. And he talked about one of the exercises he gets students to do is that he gets them to, when they're going through anxious times, and they've got issues that are taking away their peace, he asks them to write it down and to date it. Write it down, because the process of writing it down gets it out of your heart. But then, when you review every quarter, you look at all the times that you were stressed, and then you look at the results, and you go, wow, God's faithful. And then you can recalibrate your focus for the next season, because celebration is part of the overflow, part of the rhythm of life. Work, celebrate, work, celebrate, work, celebrate, rest. This is what God did. He created, then he celebrated. He saw that it was good. He created, then he celebrated. And then he rested. Not because he was tired. He rested from his work. So here's the choice we've got to make. You're going to have constant pressure to slip back into scarcity thinking. The world operates from scarcity. Religion operates from performance. The enemy operates from accusation. And they'll all try to pull you back. So you have to choose overflow. Daily, intentionally, aggressively. You have to declare it. I live from supply, not scarcity. Now, I can't wait for my book to come out next week that you can have as your resource to read chapter after chapter, 23 chapters that I've put together for you to constantly live plugged in. Remember, you have to declare it, you have to protect it, and you have to practice it. It's not passive, it's warfare. Overflow is a choice you make every day to connect and reconnect. It's not a destination you arrive at once. You know, I wrote the book that you're going to get next week, and I've really tried to go deep on sharing grace because in my own life, I've had to recalibrate and rebuild how I live. Moving from a scarcity mindset, even though I was working in some years 80 to 100 hours a week, but it burnt me out. It exhausted me. It got me sick. But God met me in that burnout and taught me a better way. He showed me Eden's design. He taught me grace's supply. He restored my soul. I'm doing what I'm doing today, which is 20 times more pressure than back then, easier than I did back then, even though I'm older. And it's not because I'm special, not because I'm super spiritual, but because I learned and I'm still learning, every day learning, because my life wants to keep going back to the old performance trap and I have to keep learning, keep reinvesting, refocusing to live from supply instead of for supply. God wants to give you restful increase, not stressful increase. He wants you to be full of activity just like Jesus was, but not stressed on the inside or in your mind. And here's the truth. If I can do it, you can do it too. You don't have to grind yourself into a successful future. You don't have to live in constant anxiety about running out. There's a better way. It's called grace. Grace doesn't just save you. It sustains you. Romans 5:17, our key verse. Remembering that if you receive the overflow of abundant grace, the provision of abundant grace and the gift of righteousness. So I've got to receive the gift of righteousness. It's His righteousness. I'm right before God. I'm under God's favor and the abundant provision of grace. I'm going to receive that every day. Guess what? You're going to reign in life because grace doesn't just save you. It sustains you, but then it helps you to reign as well. I can't wait to hear the testimonies. Can't wait to see you on Sunday. Don't forget the 9:30 pre-service prayer meeting. And then 10:30, we have our service. Bring somebody. And remember, ladies, sign up for BU. You want to be at both things, both the fashion show and the Saturday morning. There are tickets available for those that bring unchurched people that have been provided by a sponsor. So please check it out on Church Center app. Talk to the different staff that we have, the different Connect Group leaders, and make sure you're there. Church, we have got such exciting days ahead of us, and God has got great things planned for you. Rest your way to success, full of grace, under His favor, and watch what God does. You'll be blown away. Can't wait to see you. See you soon.